The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi guys, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today, returning special guest, magical goddess, Allison Charles, the rock star shaman is here.
Yes, I am. My hair is blowing in the studio wind. Hello, everyone.
Well, it is a crazy windy day.
It is.
Right now. And just a lot of chaotic energies flowing.
Yeah. But a lot of stuff uprising.
Yeah. You are staying very calm.
I am.
Within it. I think I'm staying pretty calm. Maybe not as calm as you. You're laughing as I say that. I feel like I'm calm.
We could maybe talk about that in the podcast.
Okay, we'll talk. I'm saying right now in this moment.
Oh, sorry.
In this moment.
I'm not saying
about the last couple of days.
Okay, yes.
That's what you're laughing at. Okay, but before we get into stuff, I want to say, guys, break free this dance party. It's a hip-hop pop dance party. You are supposed to go. Get wild, have the time of your life. I swear to God, it's going to be one of the most amazing things ever. The reason why I'm starting it is because I've been loving the conscious dance parties I was going to, like Daybreaker and the Get Down, but I'm more of a hip hop person than I am techno, and there weren't any hip hop ones. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start my own and get crazy. The DJ is DJ Ouija. He's amazing. I love his energy, and I just think it's going to be the most fun. So please, it's breakfreedance.eventbrite. Get your tickets. It might sell out. I'm not sure. People usually wait to the last minute, but I think there's only room in the room we're doing it for 200 people. So I wouldn't wait. If you want to go, get your tickets, and I will see you there. We'll rock it the fuck out.
I'm going to be there.
Allison's going to be there. Oh, it's going to be the best.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I wanted to say. Also, I did an amazing podcast. Sonny, he actually drove 8 hours, which was the most flattering thing ever, to New York City to have me on his podcast. It was one of the best experiences. You guys have to check it out. He asked me, because he listens to the podcast regularly, and I forget how much he already knew about me. So he was asking like sexual questions he already knew about me. Like, of course, he asked about like eating ass and things like that. So I go into sexual details. I talk about spirituality, and I just want to shout him out because it was really amazing for him to come do that. So his podcast is called Illegal and Uncut. Check it out. My episode was released, I think, a week ago, so it's easy to find. And I do share some interesting shit like normal, and you can find it on iTunes, and they have a Facebook page.
Love
so
it.
Check that out. And now Allison and I can get into it.
Meow.
Hi. So this is where I'll start. So I'm a rapper now. I mean, I kind of talked about it in the last one. It was like the last 15 minutes of the last podcast.
Yeah, I was wondering how much have you revealed yet?
I hadn't really started yet. Like, I'd started writing, but I hadn't really...
Have you rapped on air yet?
No.
What?
No.
Can this be the first one?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I feel so honored.
So the last one, I was talking about it and like getting the courage. And then literally, I think it was the day or two after recording that I did it on stage at the end of one of my sets.
Okay.
And I was nervous as hell. Like, it didn't just, like, I was like, should I do it, guys? And the audience was like, do it. And I was like, I can't.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do.
And then I was like, okay. And I was like, I was looking at my phone the whole time, and I was explaining every verse like I would
right.
do it. And then
this
I'd
is
stop.
Why I said that.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm saying I have a penis, right? Got you get it? So.
This is so funny. Well, I think I was one of the first that you rapped to.
Yes,
over.
You were the first.
I was?
You
High
were the first.
Five.
Yes. Before I did it on stage that night, I did it to you in the morning.
This
you
is,
were my first.
I love this because I know that I am witness to what's going to become a really fascinating part of your voyage and journey. What it will be, only the divine universe knows. But I just know that something's happening here.
Yes.
Something big is being activated. And once again, I'm going to commend your courage for you just like brazenly and boldly just when something speaks to you and you're feeling like, okay, I now know I'm supposed to follow this and lean into this, you do it.
Yeah.
And you're doing it. And I loved what I heard just via, we FaceTime all the time. So that's where the first one happened. But I'm already seeing the evolution of the gift.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting, and I know you already know this, is it's been an amazing outlet for many things. One of them being aggression. You know, I feel like it's very hard for both women and men. Because at first I was saying women, I'm like, no, it's hard for men to get out their aggression too. And I think it's such an amazing outlet, rap is, to say things that are not things you're typically allowed to say.
Or socially acceptable.
And it's this media outlet where you're like, oh, wait, I'm allowed to say these gnarly things when it's in that medium. So,
and get gritty.
Yeah, like I feel like I can get nasty and I can get gritty. But then what's interesting, and Nick actually said it in the last episode where he was like, hey, rap actually stands for rhythmic African-American poetry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, like I've been writing poetry since I was 11. Like for real, I have a secret Tumblr account. Like I've been writing poetry forever. It's one of my passions that I was too embarrassed almost to share publicly. And now I'm like, wait a second, I've been writing poetry forever. So
what were you embarrassed about? I find it hard to believe that you're embarrassed about much.
I know, because it's so real and like poetry is something that, especially like, you know, I would include people's names.
Okay, I see.
It was very, very personal. So like even in my, I would say like in my most depressed and even slightly suicidal moments, I'd go and write. And they're just very intense. It's like the realest nugget that I was almost kind of, keeping private. I do eventually want to show that. Like I'd even let everyone know what the Tumblr is eventually, but
not today. This is one aspect of you that's a mystery to me.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
I haven't really shared with most people. Huh. My friend Ritu, we did a mic about a week ago and she came to my house after and I was telling her, I was like, do you want me to read to you some of my poetry? She was like, yeah. And I like went because it started when I got divorced when I opened it. And it's
so
dark.
Yeah.
It's real dark.
Did you touch upon some of those darkest moments from your marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and just all the depression that I was in. So a lot of my writings, it's like, you know, some of the lines are like, I'm still screaming at white walls. You know, like it's like, it's this, you can really feel my struggle to find the light and like these depths that I was swimming in.
Whoa,
so
that's going to be great content for your book.
I know, one day.
And so can I ask you, since I have been privy to this new journey with the rapping, what has it been like for you, like coming out of the closet with it and starting to do it publicly? What's it feeling like?
I love you for asking. Cause of course Allison kind of knows a bit of what it's like. It's fascinating because some people are responding really, really well. And a lot of people are hating. No, but seriously, like it's so interesting how many people are having really negative, volatile reactions to me rapping. And they have different reasons for it. Like, I think for some people, it's a race thing. Like, you're a kind of nerdy white chick. I mean, I know I'm not really nerdy, but
some
people.
From Jersey and a mom.
Yeah, exactly. And So some people are just like, what? Like, you can't rap. You're this. Like, you know. So one is just like the way I look. And then I think another thing is people who have pushed down what they're passionate about and have told themselves they can't or they're not confident enough. And then they see me being like, oh, I want to do this and having passion towards it. And I think it really almost offends them because it's speaking to a place in them that they have yet to bring out.
And it's that thing I can hear them crying as you're saying that. I can hear that cry inside of them is like, oh, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to do that too. And like, you know, because how many of us growing up, the idea of it would be so cool to be able to be a rapper or a musician or whatever form of artistic expression. Yeah. And you're stepping into it. And I am honing in on as well, you're the kind of person that goes for things, right, too. So not only are you right in their face doing that thing that they wish they could do, but then they're also thinking, oh, shit, not only is she doing it, but she's probably going to get pretty damn good at it too. And so I think it's a big navigation of things within people that's it's being triggered inside of them. But I applaud you. I love that you're going to inspire people. And it's interesting too that with my shamanism and now your rapping, that both of these things that we do and these expressions of us are triggering to other people. Remember the one woman after the comedy show? Like at first she was really feeling me, came up to me. Oh my gosh, this was spectacular. Oh, cause I was on one of Kate's shows.
Unicorn Tent show. Yeah.
And so I went live on stage giving readings, Palo Santoing, doing my shamanism on stage at Stand Up New York, at Stand Up Comedy Club.
New
York Comedy Club. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
So afterwards, this one woman comes up and she's like, oh my gosh, this was so great. Tell me more. And she wanted my blessing feather and Palo Santo, and I gifted it to her and she was just taking it in. But later I found out that she had expressed to you, she was like, I don't like that shaman woman. And all of a sudden, all this stuff got activated and triggered in her. And we came to the conclusion that because I have allowed myself over such a journey to embody my power and do this work. And it was making her, so I look a certain way, right?
She had said something to me like, she's just too pretty to be a shaman. And the girl saying it is also, you know, she's pretty and feminine looking. And I think it was what she was telling herself, because she was also very intuitive and always, I think, very psychic. And because she shut that shaman within herself down and thought you almost had to choose one or the other, that she was mad that you were encompassing both the feminine, loving fashion side and then also the shaman side. And I think it hurt, because she was like, wait, she's doing that and I told myself I can't. And, you know,
and it's not fair and I'm mad at this, or any number of dialogue.
But I don't think they're consciously even thinking that.
Right.
Yeah. I think they just think the hate and then they create reasons. And, you know, with whether it's rapping or shamanism or painting or whatever it is, like, people are going to tell you what they think you can and can't do. And I know that this is corny, right? But like, it's true. And like, Disney movies will tell you time and time again, like, follow your heart. No one can tell you what you are capable of.
Yes.
Only you know. You know what's in your heart. And first of all, I don't even think I knew 2 months ago that I could rap. Like, this is something that kind of came out because of all the healing work I'm doing, because I'm unwinding certain wounds. And I think the wound around this rapping thing was just something that was stopping my quote unquote flow in general, my suppressed aggression, my suppressed flow, like a bunch. And suddenly it came out. And once again, like you said, Allison, who knows where it's going to go?
Right.
I don't care. I'm just following passion right now. Yeah. But it's so interesting how many people want to tell me that I can't do it. And I'm like, nah, bitches, like, I already know the secret to life. I can do whatever I think
anything,
I can do.
Yes.
If I believe in myself, you know, and I'm not doing it for external gratification, I'm doing it for me, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But it offends people.
It's interesting to watch that. And, you know, by no means am I saying like, oh, poor Kate and I, but it's tough for us too to like be witness to some of these harsher criticisms or remarks of like, it's all part of the journey and we get it and we ride with it and it's all good. It's all a part of the whole picture, but it's tough when we're courageously going to these aspects of ourselves of expression and really courageously, authentically walking in our path, and then people make, and we know where they're coming from, but still it stings some effing times.
Oh, it hurts. I won't say his name, but I had a certain comic. He found out I am rapping and he was like kind of in a silly way trolling me via text. Like he was just making fun
really
of me.
Shitting on it. And, yeah. And you.
Yeah. He was shitting on me and just, you know, and once again, I think he was trying to make it as a joke, but it actually really hurt. And it got to me, like it really started making me question, like, am I being stupid? Maybe I can't do this. Maybe I'm just going to look like a big loser and a dork. And then, you know, I let myself feel it because I think that's important too. Like, I didn't want to be like, I don't care about his words. Cause I was like, no, I do. Like, words hurt me. and I'm going to let myself feel them while not really taking them in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm about to be 36 in a couple weeks. And I'm like, I get it now. Like, I have a kid. Like, you can't tell me what I'm capable of. You can't bully me.
Yes.
I'm a rapper now.
Yes. Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because those moments are actually such gifts for us because we're so committed to the path of ascension and evolution and expansion. When a comment comes in that's shattering or stings or burns or hurts, we do want to take it into a certain degree because we want to feel into, is there some validity here? Because
yeah.
we're on the path of truth, right? So we're always feeling into everything. But then when you then do that and get clear, you then get clearer about your truth and your power, and it only pings us up another level, folks. So I'm sorry to say, but people like Kate and I, it only strengthens and rises and ascends and expands our truth and our divine power even more. So if it is coming out of spite, like, it's only gonna lift us up.
And I think that's with everyone, is like, you know, because we're talking about it like it's me and you, but like a lot of the listeners are on that same field in a sense of like, you have the choice. When someone comes at you with shattering words, you have the choice to say, am I going to use this to get to that next level, to grow and to claim even more of who I am? Or am I going to let these words actually sink in mm-hmm. and prevent me from following my dreams? And it's just so sad, this illusion of a prison we've created collectively for ourselves.
And it's don't you feel it's starting to shatter and break down?
Oh,
more?
It's starting to shatter and break. Some people are handling it better than others, obviously. I dropped Shane off to school this morning and I was driving and there was this woman who was driving the other direction and we had like this weird moment because there were cars parked on both sides. Only one of us could go through the street. And at first I almost wanted to like, you know, zoom up and go first. And I had this instinct where I was like, no, like, Kate, stop, let her go. And I did. And I looked at her face and you could tell she was just really stressed and she had her makeup done up. And I'm like, who knows what was going on in her life? And I'm like, man, I got the vibe. She didn't like where she was going, like her in her job. Like, I was like, she doesn't look happy. She looks like, ugh, here I go another day. And I was like, man, like, so many people are still living lives that don't match their soul's desire. And really, like, I just feel like I'm opening up to having more compassion, and I'm hoping that together we can start reminding each other, you don't have to live a life that doesn't align with your soul and your happiness. And that's not to say you get up and you quit your job tomorrow. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Yes, it's a journey, and it's about slowly opening up these pathways within yourself and letting light come in. So when I was a teacher and I wanted to start comedy, I did it one day a week after school. And slowly
let
that unfolded.
Open up, yes. And it's interesting that you say this, because at my event last night, I have a monthly event series, a moon meditation chakra clearing series at the William Vale in Brooklyn. And the one last night, I knew when I was tapping in to get guidance, what should be the theme and flow. I knew it was going to be a lot of root chakra stuff, because the message, and we actually, everyone went around at the end and said to each other this affirmation, and it was, it is safe. You look the person in the eye and you say, it is safe to be the authentic you. And then you say it back to me.
It is safe to be the authentic you.
Aho.
Aho.
And you go around and you say that, and it's just like you give that person that next bubble of permission of like, I'm with you, you're supported, it is safe to be the authentic you. And that's what's really coming up right now. Like, let's step into this, you know?
That's what we really want. We just want to be ourselves. And this has started so young of like, no, you can't be like this. Oh, that's weird. Don't act like that. I
don't be too big. Don't be too bright.
Yes. I had a weird moment yesterday. I had this memory that I've told everyone this, I've had a bad, rocky childhood. And it was really, it was in both homes, you know, my dad's and my mom's, and it was rocky, but my mom's was probably the more volatile of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And starting very young, her and I would like fight, like go at it fight, where she'd be like, fuck you, you little bitch. You know what I mean? And I was like seven or eight. Like,
damn.
And you know, starting young, I would curse at her too. So I was a little 8-year-old nugget being like, you psycho bitch. Like, so this all started very young. And I had this memory that after a lot of our fights, when I'd be in my room, just basically feeling like swords had gone through me, she would start singing. It was like this defense mechanism she had to sing as a way to act like everything was fine. And she would also do it when we're not fighting, which
and almost like self-soothing, or
it was partially self-soothing. That's the positive aspect of it. And the negative was like, I think the negative was her trying to be like, I'm fine. Like a power play, bit of it. Like, doesn't affect me while I'm in timeout in my room. Do you know what I mean?
Devastated, broken.
And she just gets to go through the house whistling, essentially. And I had this interesting memory because I started singing with Shane, and my voice reminded me of her voice. And I was like, oh my God, I think part of the reason why I don't fully sing is because it reminds me of her voice.
Ooh.
Because I hear her so much when I sing. And I realize like a lot of the reason why I don't sing on tune is because I'm holding back my truest voice, my truest singing voice. I started singing opera yesterday, like opera style to Shane. And for the first time, he looks at me and he's like, Mom, you have a beautiful voice. And I was laughing. I was like, isn't it funny that I only sound good when I'm singing opera? Like, I can't sing a regular tone and have
Can
it sound
I
beautiful.
Hear some
oh my
of
God,
this?
I'm so embarrassed.
What is okay. it? Like, me, 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 me.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God. Okay, let me try. I'm going to be nervous, so it's probably not going to come out as good as it was sounding, but let me start imitating my mom when, so we'd get into a fight and she'd be like,
should we role play? Should I yell at you and call you a bitch?
No, please. I just start rocking on the floor. You're like, that didn't go well. Just bring me right back to the scene of the crime. Okay. So she'd be like, memory. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. But she'd be like, I'm forgetting that. So it goes, memory by the moonlight. So she'd be like, first of all, I think I'm going to do a joke about it, but change the words to like, my daughter's a bitch. She's alone in her room.
I can hear the voice in you, though. It's
yeah.
really good, Kate.
So I was doing that for like a couple minutes, like having fun with it, though, where I was almost doing this. I was making it funny where I was like, memory, la da da pina hooni. So I was like being funny, like, na na hoo la la hee nee, la la hoo la la hee. Cause like, and Shane's there being like, I thought I was making him laugh. And he was like, Mom, like, it's nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. But it reminds me of her, cause my mom sang like that a lot, where it was just like a full belting. And her voice was actually lovely, but. You know, I have bad memories tied to it. So that's coming out too. Not that I'm going to be an opera singer, as can you imagine?
rapper,
opera singer,
mom, tarot card reader, healer, stand-up comedian, movie star. Hashtag the Kate Wolf.
Hashtag what up, bitches.
Hashtag stop.
People are so annoyed at me because now I'm having fun with it. Like I did a tweet where I was like, does anybody know where I can get a marker to write on my business cards? I need to add rapper to it.
That's really good.
And
so are you going to rap on today's episode?
Definitely. I'm definitely going to do a little. I feel like I'll do a little bit of my dirty one.
Okay.
So my dirty funny one is called Pussy Game. Of course it is. And then I've also written, like, first of all, I've written, as you know, 8 fucking rap songs
every
in a week.
Every time we're on the phone or FaceTime, she's like, oh, okay, so wait, so do you want to hear my new rap? This one's going to take about 7 minutes straight.
Yeah.
So just like, I just want to let you know. And every phone call since this has been birthed, there's a new rap song.
I can't stop. It's flowing out of me. And I told my healer therapist and she was like, this is great. She's like, keep writing, keep getting it out. She's like, this thing wants to come out of you. Let it come out of you. And I was like, okay. She's like, this is a great outlet. I'll do the dirty one and then I'll do my more, I have a bunch. I'll do like a more realer spiritual one.
I only wish I could beatbox and like do some sort of like a, but I haven't activated that skill up in me yet.
I bet you it's coming. Be a little rap duo.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you were a hip hop radio show host.
No, yeah. I mean, hip hop.
It's in you, girl.
No, there's no question about that. I grew up on it, and yeah, I was a hip hop morning show host for radio for about 5 years. So it
and you're going to be bringing the heat at Break Free.
I sure enough am.
We have to. Did I show you what I'm wearing yet? Did I try on my outfit for you?
You told me that you had gone shopping specifically for these yes. events, but I am not. I don't
American
know.
American Apparel is closing.
Oh, okay.
So I went there.
Yeah.
And they had perfect. Everything was 50%.
Did you get a
off.
Leotard or a unitard?
Oh, I have. I got a shiny silver one. I'm not wearing that the first time, I think. I think I'm wearing that the second one. Mm. The first one, I also went to a thrift store and got these amazing leggings
Perfect.
Of like Roy Lichtenstein cartoons on the, I mean, I'm just like, because this is a place to express yourself.
So what's outfit number one?
I think it's going to be the Roy Lichtenstein leggings and then like a crop top. I'm showing some stomach. I want to get my hair in braids. I just, like I said, I want this to be a place for people to express themselves as if you're five again. Like, I want you to be like, when I was five, I always have wanted to dress very promiscuous. Like my dad would let me get slutty, quote unquote, slutty outfits. And then we'd bring them home. And my mom would be like, she is not allowed out of the house in that, Ned, like you're out of your mind. And she was right.
Yeah.
I had like, it was like a bra built in. I'm like, yeah, I was.
How old were you?
I think I was in like, I forget. I was definitely in elementary school.
Oh, Lord.
And I'd want to wear, I've always been like this. Just
yeah, you were humping your couch.
Humping couches, full on. So, but now I'm like, oh, I get to express this and be funny with it. So whoever comes, I want you to dress in whatever, you can wear spandex and leggings. You don't have to dress up. I want this to be a free space to let this shit out.
Just whatever. Just be liberated. And maybe feeling liberated on that day is just like wearing your favorite jeans yes. and some sneakers. I mean, whatever.
And even just slightly moving your body. If you're not ready to fully bust out, it's not about going from zero to 60. When I first started going to these dances, I guess about a year and a half ago, when I first entered that space, I couldn't be in the middle of the dance floor. I was like, oh my God, like it was a shock, but I loved it. I wanted to be there time and time again. And it was a goal to get confident enough to break it down in the middle without having to be quote unquote professional, you know, just to be free enough and not care enough to just be silly or hot or whatever was coming through me at the time. Sometimes I just like to dorky dance.
Yeah, I do a lot of thrashing around, you know, just like letting shit go. And with my events, I have a live drummer. And at the end, I also like to set an intention, like, what am I dancing alive? Like, what am I celebrating and activating within me? So I kind of get clear on an intention or an essence. And then I am kind of spiritually activating that through my dance. I'm like, yeah, you know, just like letting it come up.
I love that. Yeah. And that's what this is about. It's just finding ways to let your flow go through you. So whether it's a dance party, whether it's drawing by yourself at home, I actually just gave a reading to someone. I don't want to shout out his name, but hi, I know you're listening, where drawing is coming up for him. And so many of us were scared to tap back into this passion we had as young children because now we have the critic that lives in us. And I was saying to him, I'm like, when you start drawing, don't do it as if you're grading it, you know, like go at it just to get it out. You don't even have to keep it. You can recycle it if you don't want. But like, we get so used to like, oh my God, I'm dancing, but like, it's not good. Or I'm drawing, but it's not good. Or I'm writing, but it's not good. Like when I started rapping, trust me, I'm not saying I'm good yet, you know, although I'm practicing the shit out of it, you know, but it's not about being perfect. It's about getting this stuff through you and claiming who you really are. And we were all free little kids.
Mm-hmm.
We were.
Oh, man, did I delete that this morning? Stand by. I want to look because this, you know, hey, Abraham and Hicks.
Abraham Hicks, yeah.
Oh, I freaking love them.
Is it Abraham and Hicks or Abraham Hicks?
Hicks, yeah.
Because I mean, that would make sense because Abraham's the entity that speaks through Esther Hicks.
Exactly. So I can't remember.
She was one of my first intros, really, to spirituality. If you guys haven't checked out Abraham Hicks on YouTube, I would suggest it. She's this woman who kind of just started channeling. This was years ago.
Yeah.
She channels this entity, but it's brilliant stuff. I also talk a lot about Bashar. Have you ever tried out Bashar?
I enjoy Bashar. Yeah. Darn, I think I deleted it. Oh, no, it's here, I think. Shoot. No, it's not the one. Darn, but I get their daily emails, and the message of today was exactly about this childhood thing.
We are all children. And it's so funny. Like, I watch a lot of movies with Shane. We saw Beauty and the Beast this weekend. Incredible.
Okay.
Although he was a little bit verbally abusive in the beginning. And then I was like, well, I don't know how I feel about that.
The Beast was?
Yeah, I was like, okay. To the point where I was like, can you get past that? Anyway.
Oh, wait, snap. I think I found
it. You have it.
Oh, it's currently loading. This is very exciting. Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, is this the one? Ah, shoot.
You can't find it?
What's today's date?
It's the, I think it's the 22nd. Sure. But, well, what's interesting is that, oh, yeah, with Beauty and the Beast, like, all of these themes, because Belle is growing up in this town where they all want her to conform.
Okay.
And she's like, nah, bitch, like, I'm going to be me. Like, she likes reading, and she just kind of, what is it, march to the beat of her own drum, right? And I know I messed that phrase up. I always do.
We know what you mean.
But I just love this theme that if you really pay attention, it's in all of these Disney-like movies. Like, you have Peter Pan, where it's like, hold on to that youthful aliveness in your body. Like, this shit is real. We're not just saying it. Like, you can really make your dreams come true, except your dreams aren't always what your visions are. Sometimes we have these visions and we lock onto them instead of letting them evolve. And we think we know what's best for us. But you have to also leap into the mystery time and time again and trust that the universe almost knows what's better for you in some ways. Now, I get how fucked up it can also be because the universe gives us some really fucked up situations. I'm not saying that it's like, oh, no, don't cry. The universe has your back. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things in life are pretty fucked up. But at the same time, you can't control them. And I believe that time and time again, you can keep digging deeper within yourself, finding your heart time and time again and continuously creating the life of your dreams.
Oh yeah. It's a nonstop, as we call it, you know, infinite evolution. So, and that's the cool part, like, is you just keep letting one thing come up and you expand into that. That's what opens up the permission for the next thing.
Yes.
And it's just, yeah, it's really cool. So when are you going to rap?
Okay. I'm pulling it out. So I don't want to do the whole Pussy Game song because I'm literally like putting it to music and I don't want, you know what I mean? Like, I want to release it. I'll give like three or four. I guess I don't even know. Like, I'm like learning the lingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think when I say I'm going to do like four
verses
bars,
or bar, okay.
But I don't think that's necessarily because I'm going to do like a.
Now, am I allowed to put this on my Instagram video now? Or do
no,
you...
don't do the rap. Okay. Don't do the rap. Cause okay. I did a funny one with Shane, as you know, and people were like, oh my, like some people loved it. They're like, this was the cutest. And some people are like, oh, you're not good. And I'm like, yeah, it's me being silly with my son, you weirdos.
Okay.
Like, so now I think I'm going to wait till it's like ready for the most part. I'm going to do some today, And then, so this is my Pussy Game.
Okay. Let me get set so I can kind of bounce with it.
I hope you're all ready, guys. And I love how in the last podcast I listened to, they heard me freaking out because Nick and Brendan were like, do it. And I like almost passed out. And then literally, I think like a day or two after is when I rapped for you in the morning. And then that night came out.
Ooh.
So
all right, I'm about to be your hype goddess.
Okay. Ready? Okay. See, I every time I go to start, it's like, it's really like the nerves run through me.
Of course.
Okay. I like my dick fresh right out the hot oven. Come inside. Okay, hold on. I need to start again. I need to really feel it.
Yeah, just get centered.
Okay. I like my dick fresh right out the hot oven. Come inside me. Let's start a cock coven. Let's get in there. I'll smell your armpit. Lick that shit. That's how nasty I get. You're a dirty girl. Don't get nastier than me. When did you start coming? Been humping couches since 3. Rubbing myself. Smear it on my face. Look at you choking from this lyrical mace.
What?
Okay, that's all I'm going to do for now.
That's good.
My flow's not there yet. I get it. I'm working on it. I'm also a little nervous right now.
It was great. And when you did this like a half hour ago in the coffee shop, like,
it was way better.
Yeah, we were bouncing with it a little bit more. And my favorite line is like a few verses deep in it. But anyways, like,
you can tell me and I'll do that one. Which line?
It was the one, shoot, I can't remember, but it was towards the end and I was like, ooh, that one's good. Crap, I don't know.
Damn. Yeah, no, I have, I mean, that was only a couple from the thing.
But what about the chorus? You're going to leave that part
out? Okay, I'll do the chorus.
Okay, because I like to bounce with that one.
Oh my God. Okay. Pussy, pussy, pussy game. What's her name? The bitch you can't tame. Pussy, pussy, has no shame. Baddest bitch in the labia game.
on the crowd goes,
what? All right, well, now I want to do a couple more because I feel like I didn't represent great. Okay. The real sorceress, the real fucking dragon. Combine it with the phoenix, I'm a goddamn faggin. You scared of me yet? Turn your dick inside out. Now I'm licking your twat, because that's what I'm about. Yeah, I had a kid, but like a baseball cap, my pussy snapped back. Now it's ready to attack. Pussy tight, energy dick fire. Includes everybody, even girls begging to get higher. So that was a little better. That had more.
It's all a process.
It's all. Okay, so now I'm going to do a little bit of my spiritual rap.
I feel so honored to be a part of this coming out experience.
Well, you create such a safe, loving, creative space for me that I feel welcome and loved. Like, flow is welcome here. And that's a real thing. I know you know. But, like, there are some people where I'm around them, I clam up.
Yes.
Because it's not, I'm not welcome to be myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still can be. I have to just work through a lot within. But you're just like, be you. Like, you love it. You just want people to be themselves.
Do you have a title for this next one?
This one, see, I was going to read, I was going to read Aching Heart, but now I think I'm going to do my non-dual hologram rap.
Oh, I love anything hologram related. I haven't heard this one yet, I don't think.
You might have. Okay. The secret, be authentic. That's all there is to know. Anything that's fake you throw, I swear it really has to go. I'm over corny people. Keep your poison to yourself. I remember this is magic. You are mermaid, god, or elf. So many are cut off, too scared to go deep. So I'm your alarm clock, time to wake you from your sleep. You were too scared to listen, so I learned how to rap. Feel you stirring as I snap from your collective nap. Don't be so mechanical, you animal. We're cannibals. Show the world your mandibles. Rise up and become flammable. You forgot your magic. It's laughable. With the veil of illusion, it's understandable. You always got to feed the soul. I could have ended up on the pole, but this train here takes a lot of coal. Now take a deep breath. Go in, go out. My seedlings, it's time to sprout. Let's take a newer route. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I have a lot more there, but...
Yeah, that one's the deep spiritual one.
Yeah, that and I, like I said, I have about 10 rap songs right now, all different themes, obviously, but I can't stop. So
can't
now
stop,
you
won't
all
stop.
Know.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. This girl's got to go. Nothing you say or do can stop my flow.
Oh, was a freestyle moment, Raj.
I'm getting there. I can't wait till I can just fucking freestyle. Shane and I practice at home now, and he's amazing. Allison's got some post-flu symptoms.
Sorry.
Coming on. No,
get
it out.
I tried to put the mic away, but you probably heard it.
No, it's fine.
Maybe.
But, you know, Shane and I have both been kind of freestyling back and forth. It's fantastic.
Cool.
So he's been helping me. Yeah, and he's in school the other day. He started writing his own rap. And I picked him up from school, and he was like, Mom, you want to hear? I just love that I've inspired in him,
yeah.
Whether you want to call it rapping or writing poetry, you know, because it's really very similar. It's like the same thing, essentially. Spoken word, whatever. And I love that he's, you know, I think rap makes boys feel cool to write poetry.
Yeah. So it's so much safer.
Yeah. So now he's like, oh, and he's really just writing poetry, and he has his friends doing it in school. I just think it's adorable.
But you see that little example of how it gives people permission and opens up that gateway for others. And that's the magnificence of this. Like,
we all need to do that for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, be like, yeah, I was actually texting Corinne last night from the Guys We Fucked podcast. I told her I rap now. And she first was like dying, not like in a mean way. She's like, oh my God. She said something like, you really are a special girl.
I can't wait to hear
special
this.
Special had the positive and the negative within it. And then I was telling her, I was like, no, I'm just so passionate about it. And then she just literally goes, girl, do your thing. Like, who gives a shit what people say or think? Like, you just got to live for you. Like, anyone who's focusing on your side of the road needs to focus on their lane. And I just, you know, you and I already know that, but it was so nice hearing from someone else who's, you know, very successful and doing her fucking thing for her to just be like, you know what, like, appreciative. I'd have to say on the whole, girls have been way more supportive of me rapping than guys. And I think it's because guys, a lot of men kind of have this passion for rapping.
Yes.
Like, I think a lot of men want to be rappers.
I would agree.
And haven't gone in there yet. And they're seeing like a girl do it and they're like, what? You know, So listen up. And then, guys and girls, start fucking rapping.
Well, then the other.
That's what you want.
Well, exactly. And that leads to my point of, because I think some of them then also think, oh gosh, well, if, because a lot of these guys are comedian friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shoot, if Kate's doing this and oh my gosh, she's doing that, then that means that like, I'm now getting clear that I secretly wanted to, but even if I did now, she's a comedian that's now already doing it. But you're all about like, look, if I'm getting you to awaken to remember that you wanted to do it, go on ahead. Like, it's not about like,
I have not claimed rapping. There are so many comedians out there, non-comedians out there who want to try out whether it's rapping or comedy, for those of you who have never tried that and want to do it. I mean, there are just so many things.
Yeah.
That passions out there. I mean, I finally am getting Shane guitar lessons. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have too much money, so I'm paying his uncle to do it,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty freaking adorable. And a part of me is like, you know what? I might want in on those guitar lessons. Like, I've really shut down a musical side of me as a little kid because my mom tried to force me to do piano, and it was part of my rebellion against her was to shut it down. Like, fuck you. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I wasn't allowed to claim that for myself. It was about her.
Yes.
And her desire. And so I really closed off. And it's a shame because I've lost a lot of this musical part of me that's now starting to come out. But it's interesting, like, even that side that wants to now possibly take guitar lessons. I'm like, wow, there's so many layers that I've shut down that we've all shut down. We are all Renaissance men and women.
Amen.
We are multi fucking faceted. We are meant to do so many things. And I'm going to forget this guy's fucking name, but I just watched his comedy. I watched like a fourth of his comedy special on Netflix. Let me.
What does he look like?
Oh my God. He's this adorable, good looking black dude. And I'm forgetting his name, but like, and first of all, I'm going to be, Donald Glover. Oh
okay.
My God. First of all, the dude, I'm not even just talking about his physical appearance, like his whole soul is on fire. Like, I'm literally getting excited.
Do you have
excited.
A picture?
I have to show you. He's just a gorgeous human in general. Do you get what I'm saying?
Is he based like, here? Have you ever?
No. Like, part of me wanted to be like, I need to find this guy. And he has a girlfriend. He just had a baby. Like,
but where is he based out of? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But of course, like when I have a crush on a celebrity, I like look up their age and if they're single, as if I even have a chance. Like,
you're just curious. Just
yeah.
feeling
like,
it out.
Okay, fuck. You know? But here, he's just so
oh,
fucking.
He's beautiful.
He's such a beautiful
cutie.
Where
do cutie. I know him from? I know
he's
him
on
from somewhere.
Community. He's okay. This is why I bring him up. He's an actor. He's a rapper. He's a comedian. He's a writer. Like,
yeah, I know.
He does
him from
it all.
Somewhere.
And it just spoke to me because I'm like, yes,
yes.
This is what humans
oh,
are meant
oh,
to do.
Sorry, just,
no, tell me.
Yes, no, yeah, yes. But he's also, he's a rapper.
That's what I'm saying. He's a rapper.
But what's, his rap name is a very known name.
I know. I'm forgetting
and
it.
And it's funny. It just came to me and then it went away. It's going to drive me
I'll
nuts.
I'll put it in. Let me put it in rap name.
Because most people know,
him
for
as
that.
Yes.
And they're all people are like, wait, that's also you. But yes, perfect prime example.
Exactly. Because he has really claimed, like, you can do it all. Like, there's no actual limitation other than what you think the limitations
so
are.
So maybe we should
but then
ask-
as I say that, see, I hate saying that and then some people being like, okay, bitch, like there are certain limitations. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like at the end of the day, you can really go for it and do what you want.
Yeah.
Not overnight, but damn, like he just really-
So maybe everyone
I guess
listening-
it's Chance the Rapper. Right?
No, he's not Chance the Rapper. He knows.
Oh, it says people also search for. I love people right now. We're gonna be like, you dumbass. Childish Gambino.
Yes,
yeah,
that is him.
Childish Gambino. What a great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he
so,
did it from the Wu-Tang name generator. There's an app.
Are you serious?
Yes. And when he put
Get
his,
out.
I promise you, I used to have the app. It's a Wu-Tang name generator, and you put in your name, and then it generates your rap name, and that's how he got Childish Gambino.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What a funny story.
Yes.
I love what a sense of humor he has.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I watched his special. I thought it was fantastic. It's called Weirdo, and he's talking about how
it.
We're all weirdos. I was like, yo, this
Netflix?
Dude's on a great wavelength. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I think you'd really like it. He's adorable. He's brilliant. He's adorable. He's artistic. I just really was like, oh my God, what an amazing soul. And then when I realized he did all those things, I'm like, exactly. We all have those capabilities. Mm-hmm. And I think we have reservoirs within us that are untapped because, once again, we had to shut those things down for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But so it's the time to open back up. But you can't do it without healing work, people.
Yes, that's a great footnote. So everyone at home, take a second now and think about, like, kind of close your eyes and take a breath and go within and ask your higher self, what aspect of me or what passion in me is really ready to emerge, and just see what surfaces, you know?
It's always calling. There's this longing within us, and sometimes you don't get it. Like, sometimes that longing could be pulling you to, I always give this example, go sit at the park, but you don't know why. You don't mm-hmm. know if somehow you're going to be inspired by something there or whatever. So you really have to listen to that longing, because you don't know where it's going to take you.
Yes.
And the healing work's important because, you know, as I started going to therapy with my dad, who knew that was going to also help unleash a rapper. But what happened was, I realized in therapy with my dad that I was trying to be a quote unquote good girl. I wanted his approval. There are also many other things mixed into it, including stepmom issues and so on and so on. But it's so interesting that as I go there and cry and mourn and rage about things and wrongdoings that happened to me as a child, as I heal those things, these other parts start to surface.
Well, that's how I came to know I was a shaman.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Look, shamanism is a calling for me. It is a soul activating calling. And my quest just began when I had my traumatic veil lifting and awakening via my relationship with my ex-fiance. When the veil lifted, I then just knew, I was like, oh my gosh, all the veils of illusion and denial and all that stuff went away. And I saw my life and myself in light and truth. I saw that I had healing work to do. So I simply began my quest to heal me, heal and whole me. So I was seeing all these other therapists and shamans and leech therapists and all these other people to continue tending to me. And it was a while into that journey that my gifts of seeing and reading chakras and auras and the clairvoyance and all of that stuff started to get activated. But that only came alive because I was healing me. I didn't Yes. know. It's not like I read a book on shamanism and thought, oh, this will be an interesting career choice. No, it came alive inside of me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is why I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love how all this works. It's such a mystery, and you never know what's going to pop up. And it's not about forcing it. Like, I don't want someone at home being like, force the rapper part. If you had told me 4 months ago I was going to be here now, I'd start panicking. So mm-hmm. I'd be like, I can't do that. Like, I couldn't start doing this until I was here. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like this was a kind of a dream I had, kind of, but there was no way I thought that I could pull it off. I didn't even have the energy to do it until I dealt with other things that gave me the energy to pursue it. Mm-hmm. So it's not about forcing something. It's about, you know, going there, whether it's through a regular therapist or a healer like Mira Allison. It's about really going to your depths and healing certain things. And these things come out naturally.
Yeah. And it's just like such a, I call it like, you know, it's a spiritual adventure. It's a spiritual field trip, and it's never ending. And one of my favorite quotes is, truth is a pathless land. You feel that?
Yeah.
Truth is a pathless land. It's just like you go on that inside, internal, like you said, something's telling you to go to the park that day and you don't know why or what, but you feel that soul message. So you go there, and then you never know, you know, when you get there, like what might happen. But being guided and directed in life from that deeper soul place is truth is a pathless land. It's that you're being walked in that way.
I love that. Oh, and by the way, if any of you create beats, I'm serious. Like, I'm willing to, it depends on how much you charge. I don't have a ton of money, but I am looking to, yeah.
Collaborate.
Yeah, and I already have a couple people that I know that are like, yeah, but I'm looking to work with several people. And if that's something you do and you have a passion for it, hit me up, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. I'd love to listen to what you have.
Great.
And eventually I want to get weirder. I would love to honestly combine opera with a rap song in one of them. Can you imagine, like, rapping and then the chorus is like, ah, like that would be so fucking
gorgeous.
I'm
yes.
down. I'm just down to get weird. And that's the other thing. We're all artists. We're weirdo artists. And, you know, Frida Kahlo, one of my favorite people ever. Obviously, I never met her. She's passed. But I just love how she embraced her weird. And that's what I love about, like, visual artists, is that they almost know it's about breaking open these spaces that people are so scared of. Like, oh, you know, Hieronymus Bosch actually was one of the first. I mean, he was a painter from years and years and years ago, centuries ago. And he did a painting called The Garden of Earthly Delights.
Love that.
And, ooh, you need to look it up, Allison. It's one of, it's almost like Salvador Dali-like, where it's like got this grotesque surrealism in it. But it's really, it's a statement on, was a statement on, still is, the earthly realm. Okay. What it is like in this physical world. It's like the temptation. It kind of, and it's like a three panel thing, and it kind of takes you from like the Garden of Eden.
Oh, I've seen this. You know where I saw it? I think Leonardo DiCaprio has this in his house.
No.
Yes.
He does not own that. I mean, I guess.
I mean, maybe it's, okay. I don't, I'm not saying it's the original, but.
I mean, there, I guess if someone
he,
could,
no,
it could
no,
be him.
No, there's a childhood story. His parents introduced him to this. Leonardo, this is how my connection to this is via Leonardo DiCaprio. What
is our guy?
What are the chances of that?
Allison and I, one time, were grabbing tea or whatever. And
I keep having
he was right next
him.
To us. Yeah,
it's very odd.
Well, you know what? He's a warrior, and right now he's really fighting for the environment, which clearly Mother Earth, Gaia, is huge on our fucking.
As Eminem says
passion.
In his one of his latest collaborations, like, Mother Earth is having a panic attack or something like that, you know?
Yeah. And it's, and I was telling you, I watched Moana finally with Shane, and huge statement on, first of all of us following our journey and that we're all the one, and a huge statement on what we're doing to Mother Nature.
Yes.
So guys, check. I know it's a cartoon, but
I think
blew
that
me away.
This painting was actually the inspiration for him to become an environmental activist. I'm not kidding. I did all these weird puzzle pieces.
The Garden of Earthly Delights.
Yes.
I'll tell you, it speaks to people.
Yes. This, he talks about this. I promise.
And it's years ago. Hieronymus Bosch, when he came out with this painting, it was like blowing people away. It's very jarring. It's very shocking. Like I said, it's like Salvador Dali-like, but way before his time. Uh-huh. And it really speaks to you. You guys need to Google this shit.
And did you also know that Leonardo's building a conscious island? Like, he has the island that he owns. He's curating it to be a consciousness oasis.
I did
like
not know.
Like shamans on the island. Yes, amen. Aho.
Well, you know, Leo, if you're a listener, I know a shaman, Allison Charles. She'll come to your island and she'll shave hers too. My island's not getting shaved right now. And I'll tell you, I talked about this on Sunny's podcast.
What an interesting
too.
Segue.
I know, I'm sorry, guys. I'm like, let's talk about my pussy. It's been 5 minutes since we talked about what my pussy's like, so we need to get back there. No, but for real, and I talked about this on this dude Sunny's podcast where, you know, sexual and creative energy are tied in, right? And I know you, of all people, you have harnessed your sexual energy. You're not someone who misuses it. You
Correct.
Know what I mean?
Thank
and
you.
Not that there's judgment on people who do want to use it that way, but there's this creative sexual energy that flows through us so much, and we really don't know almost how to sit with that uncomfortable vibration, and we want to like fuck it out of
us. Yeah, where do we put it?
Where do I put it? Let me get it through my pussy or my dick. And it's interesting because if you can learn how to sit with it, that's what you kind of channel into art. That's not saying you can't have sex, but that's why conscious, connected sex is so important. It's still that creative, raw energy.
But it's sacred.
It's sacred, and I think a lot of us have forgotten that, or we don't even, maybe we haven't forgotten, we almost want to forget so we can keep doing it.
True that, or you just don't know.
Yeah. No one talks about
no
it.
No one talks about, it's supposed to be that way.
But that's the creative juices right there, and it's uncomfortable. I've been learning how to sit with it more and more, not just the sexual creative energy, but depression, anger, and the more I let it course through my body, the more I can direct it in these different areas. And it's like, oh my God. And I don't have to get a UTI.
You're very prone to those.
Oh my God. Well, all fire. You do my chart, my astrology chart. It's like fire, 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 fire. I mean, you don't even need to do astrology on me to know.
Yeah.
That I'm a.
Well, you're a dragon
hurricane.
Sorceress.
Yes, exactly.
Turbo K, dragon sorceress.
That's, you know.
And speaking of Turbo Kate, Dragon Sorceress, I know your birthday's coming up.
Aww.
So I wanted to get you
a special.
These
you
are
always
so...
bring me gifts. Is this chocolate?
Yes, and it's vegan. It's from this place called
you're the best.
Coco V in Manhattan. Every piece
Let me look at this.
Of their truffles, they're all vegan, but they're also all hand painted and hand crafted. So they're like artistic vegan pieces of chocolate.
Oh my God.
Aren't
Guys,
they beautiful?
These are stunning.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel bad eating them, but not too bad.
Just like enjoy
oh,
them.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And you guys, for my birthday, you guys all want to give me a birthday gift? Come to Break Free. Dance with me.
Perfect.
That it's literally like a week after my birthday. And I'm telling everyone, people I know and people I don't know, I'm like, you want to come celebrate? I'm going to be getting down there.
Yeah.
That's going to be the birthday celebration. So, Allison, you're the best.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I love you.
36. I love you. I love you. Ah, okay. Well, we got to wrap it up. Shit. I can't get it. Okay.
No, yeah. One thing at a time.
I know.
She's trying to rewrap the box of truffles.
Okay, I'm such a spaz. All right. Allison, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me at my website, allisoncharles.com, or also rockstarshaman.com will get you there. My Instagram is where I'm most social media present, and that is rockstarshaman on Instagram. And I've got that monthly event series going on with Thanks in the William Vale, which is super fun. We're probably going to hit up the rooftop if weather permits. And you can work with me. You know, I don't obviously work with everyone who inquires, but if you're really ready to evolve and awaken more, I do some limited one-on-one private client sessions.
Yeah, girl.
What?
Yeah. And okay, me, once again, Break Free, April 5th. Go to Eventbrite. It's breakfreedance.eventbrite. Dragon Sorcery is coming April 19th at New York Comedy Club. Promo code DRAGON for $10 tickets. So that's coming up if you would like to. That's where basically I'm going into comedian souls. I have Alex Pavone, Emma Willman, and Mike Cross will be at the first one.
Nice lineup.
Yeah, right. So I've got a mixture of characters. Come to that if you'd like.
Oh my gosh, my brain just thinking about that.
Oh no, it's gonna be amazing. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And I record at the most freaking amazing place, Pinch Recording Studios. If you have anything you need to record, whether it's music, I'll probably be recording my rap album here. Duh. Scott just looked at me and shook his head. No, Scott, you're going to fucking regret that, okay? Wait till you fucking see.
You just watch.
I'm spitting more bars at you after
his
this, whether you like
right
it or
now,
not.
He's like,
he doesn't believe. He's one of the haters.
He's not a believer.
He's a cater. You hate on Kate? Cater.
The side eyes and the facial expressions.
Yeah, but he's also
great.
Laughing. To make Scott laugh, you know that you're getting in there.
And he's also had a really horrible day. So.
Yeah, he's had a day. He's like, get the fuck out of my studio.
Wrap it up.
Anyway, if you wanna record something, podcast, music, go to pinchrecording.com. Like I said, I'll be recording my rap album here. I'm going to be making, platinum records? I don't even know.
You better get clear on the vision.
Guys, I think I'm going to be making either platinum or titanium.
Diamond.
Some kind of metal.
Diamond.
Yeah, diamond. I'm going to be having diamond records. Okay, also, Instagram. First of all, check out Allison Charles' Instagram because she is sexy as
fuck. Thank you. Thank you for saying
magical,
that.
And magical. And you just want to, you just check her out. You know, you can even jerk off to her Instagram. I mean, who cares, right? Whether it's her soul, whether it's her spiritual body, her physical body. Oh yeah.
Though?
Don't give her some fucking angry, weird semen.
No,
but Allison, you can't control.
Love.
I mean, you're hot as fuck. and
thank you.
Oh, but my Instagram, which you can also jerk off to, but hopefully not one where Shane's in the picture. Cause then you're fucked up. But not that I'm judging, I'd just rather you not. That is at the Kate Wolf, and Twitter's the same. Tarot card reading, kwolf27@gmail.com. And my Patreon account, obviously, if you guys want to help. But hopefully I'll be popping off in other ways, and that way I can end that shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Allison, you're a dream.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for letting me rap for you.
It is my honor.
Should I do one more line? Should I just get out of here?
Of
course. With more. I feel like I can hear you all wanting it too, even though I can't hear you guys.
We want more.
Scott, this is for you too. Are you hearing me, Scott?
He gave a thumbs up.
Scott clearly can't get enough of my sick bars, bitch. Okay.
What's the title of this one?
I'm doing more from Pussy Game.
Okay, cool.
Dudes, don't get comfortable. I'll steal your bitch too. Gotta step your game up. The fuck you think I do? But when I take your girl, I won't even fuck her. Invade her spiritually. Don't even need to suck her. Your girl. I can do her better. Get her wetter than your Valentine's letter. Boom. There's still more.
I know.
Well, I feel like everyone's going to know all the songs, but trust me, I'm going to be making a fucking music video. Like, no lie. This is going to have music behind it.
Can I maybe be one of the dancers?
I would love nothing more than for both of us to be pretend pegging each other in this
maybe
video.
Maybe I can make a guest appearance in this video.
Allison, are you fucking kidding
featuring
me?
Featuring Allison Charles, Rockstar Shaman.
Whatever you want, but I'm going to be humping you.
Okay. Are you behind me?
We're going to have to figure out the logistics. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to make sure you're comfortable, but you're going to be my hot rap chick, babe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Are you okay showing your clitoris?
My what?
Your clitoris.
That would be a no.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, I'll take that. But what about your asshole?
I'm going to pass on
okay,
that
fine,
too.
Okay, fine. You're right. No. We're going to be really respectful. Okay. Right. I'm not showing my nipples. You don't have to show your nipples.
Okay.
But
it's
I will
clothed,
be humping
dry
you.
Humping.
We'll figure this out.
All right.
Now, listen, if any of you have experience making rap videos and you want to watch me and Allison dry hump, like
calling all videographers.
Yeah, we're going to get the creepiest person like, yeah, just come to my house.
Right.
You guys dry hump, I'll cut it into a video.
This is my apartment address.
All right. You guys have been great. I love you, Allison.
I love
and
you too.
Everyone, have a great day.
Keep on rising.
Yeah. Peace.